Guys, it's time for another episode of the MI Ice Guys, podcasting hard water fishing in the Great Lakes State.
MI Ice Guys, I apologize.
We might have to change our name.
And Michigan Slush Guys or something. What the heck is going on?
That's brutal.
Can we blame Al Gore, Greta Thunberg, or one of them idiots?
Mm-hmm.
This is horrible.
That's one of the strongest, El Ninos or something we've had in recent
Whale
years.
Fart.
I remember one back in the 80s.
Whale
that
fart.
That was bad. Oh, yeah.
It's all the whale farts. Anyway, guys, I'm jealous of those of you that were able to sneak out there on ice. Steph and I had other things going on the last couple of weekends. But man, what a narrow window. And the forecast, those liars that are weathermen, I don't believe them. It's got to get cold.
I'm hoping they're dead wrong.
This is BS.
It's pretty bad when we had to go south to find ice.
We had to go south to find ice. And, I mean, I had to plow 3 feet of snow out of my driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And the lake still wasn't froze.
Yeah, real wet, heavy stuff. We just started getting our ice, and we got bombed on, you know, West Michigan here with lake effect, and at least up in the Howard City area and down by you. We just start getting our ice and get hammered by 3 feet of snow over that week easily. And
turned into slushazore.
Mm-hmm.
It was horrible.
Very, very poor, dangerous ice conditions for everybody in this area. South of us got less down by Lansing and down by Keith there. They were nice.
Oh, Uncle Myron and Keith,
less snow
they got
and,
out.
Yep. You know, they actually got to make good ice.
That was the thing, you know. If you were east of 131 and south of 94, woo-hoo, you were on for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
And we got pictures of some guys getting some great, great catches. Not us.
Not us.
Here on the west side of 131, you know, living in the strong zone.
Yeah.
North of 94, we got the lake effect, and it was terrible. So, congratulations to any of you guys that got out there, got some fish, and didn't get wet.
Yes, because quite a few people got wet. I had one guy was fishing Lake Manistee, and he went out there okay, but he got wet getting out, but he made it out all right, but he's like, it was okay going out, but then it whatever changed, and he found a bad spot in the ice coming off. I don't know if he took the same path or not, but it's brutal.
Guys, this could be one of the most dangerous seasons that we've had in quite a while. So if you're one of our listeners, I really, really, really want to beg you to be super careful. You know, listen to our last show about safety and stuff. I'm not going to harp on it too much today, but man, I just hate hearing it on the news when somebody goes through.
Yeah, at least up by me, you know, like the heavy snow areas where they drifted is going to be real poor ice, and then it might have blown somewhere else, and you got some decent ice, but it's so sketchy, and it's all bad right now with this warm weather we're having.
Yeah, I'm hoping that maybe this weekend we're going to call couple of our secret agents up north. I'll have you call Jeff. I'll call Jessup.
Yeah.
And we'll find out if we can go exploring this weekend. I mean, we're going to be back to burning fuel to get up north.
Yeah, I seen Pilgrims was posting ice conditions up there, but they got spots that are bad and spots that are good, so be careful.
Yeah, we ain't taking the machines out, that's for sure.
Nope, keep the plow on it.
But if you guys do get out in this hazy, you know, kind of cloud cover stuff,
It's foggy today.
I'm telling you, when I was fishing at the secret location, the psychedelic chicken, isn't that what they call it from K&E?
I believe so, yeah.
That thing was ripping the snot out of them.
That's a great color pattern. It has some of that chartreuse and stuff on it. That we know what they like.
It was bang, bang. I mean, we got into some of those. And we're going to talk in the next segment about some of our travels that we've done with the USA guys getting ready for going overseas. And we got some wild stories about that. But I'm telling you, that is a hookup color. Add that one in with your Wonder Bread, guys. Get in. It's kind of, if you haven't seen it, it's kind of a base chartreuse or yellow with psychedelic spots all over it and stuff. And it comes in all the K&E sizes, right up through, you know, a 14 up through a 8, I think. So go grab you some of those down to your local shop, or if you don't have a local shop, go in and Meyer and razz them up. Our buddy Jack, the sales rep, he could use all the help he can get selling a few of those. But it's good stuff. And, you know, I noticed when I popped into a place last week, I won't even name it, they're cutting deals. Because everybody's like stuck with some inventory. And if you can afford to up your game a little bit, we're all praying that we're going to get a late season and maybe next year even a better season. So it could be adventurous. But, yeah, Steph, I was looking at that long term. Keith and I were talking on the way back that there's one of three models. And it's typical meteorologist stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Warmer than normal. Normal. Or colder than normal. And they're saying that there's one of those Arctic vortex things that may hit us.
Oh.
If it hits us the next couple of weeks, we're fishing all the way through March, baby. And the way that these fish have been feeding lately, everybody we've talked to, it's big fish. There's big fish in the schools, man. So it's kind of encouraging.
Yeah, we had good luck on that Bloody Nose one, too.
Oh, Bloody Nose is always good.
Yeah, that's been
Wonder
good.
Wonder Bread.
Another colors. One. I think it's like that one's electric chicken, I believe. But it is it does look psychedelic, though.
The psychedelic electric, I don't know what it is. But you look for it in the K&E section there, the Scandia jigs. It's yellow with a pattern on it. It's great. Now, there's
it's got those berries. Big eyes on it that really are a nice attractor. It's got like a little bit of red on top and like green and like a fades to the chartreuse on the bottom. And that thing's been a killer.
What's that one favorite of Terry's? The blue with the glow black back on it, the 192 or something?
Yeah.
I mean, our some of our very good friends that live over in the Lansing area, Norm and Terry. Terry quite often outfishes most of us.
The 175, the purple glow.
Oh, purple glow.
Purple glow is her favorite, and she just kills them on it. She tears them up. So I always hook her up on
She phone. Makes us pseudo pros look like children when she whoops our ass with those things.
Now we know why Norm married her. She can catch fish.
Heard she can do other things too.
And clean them and everything else. Oh, yeah.
But, guys, if you get the chance, get out there and take the family and stuff like that. But it's sketchy right now.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard from the guys in the UP. Sketchy up there, too. We were over in northern Wisconsin. We'll talk about that later, but it's starting to get sketchy there. So it could be a tough season. Now, I can report that the boys on the pier down Muskegon way, they put on their ice suits, they got their 8-foot rods with the braid and those jigging wraps, and they're getting walleye. So if nothing else, guys, head for a pier and see if you can jig some walleye.
Mm-hmm.
There's I try not to cry about this. It's a tough season.
It's brutal. It's like, yeah.
I was looking at the yard and I was telling my nephew I might have to get the lawnmower out. This is terrible. But we wanted to give you guys a quick chat today. It's not going to be a long show, but we thought we got to report in about that stuff. Be careful if you do get out. If you do get out in some place, let us know. You jump on Facebook there. Steph keeps a monitor on that. So we'll be able to know to jump in the truck and drive up and see you. Or you can contact us through the MIIceGuys.com and hook up with that. So we're going to take a quick little break here, and then we're going to come back and tell you some wild, wild stories. And I got one to finish the show from our training for the USA Ice Team for the World Championships. So stay tuned. Chaz and Steph, got a little beer, going to talk a little ice. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, Chaz here from the MI Ice Guys. I want to talk to you about K&E Stopper Lures, especially the Scandia line of tungsten jigs. I've been having a great time fishing with these this year and last year. The new colors are awesome. Check them out. Get out there to your local sporting goods shop and look for that blue packaging with yellow text on it. Pick up a Scandia lure or 10. It's a whole lot of fun to fish with. They're bright, they're durable, and good stuff.
Fellow ice dreamers, my God, are we just praying for ice? It has become, you know, I'm a reverend, so I got to say a little prayer. Well, let's fire up some ice here, because I got little old ladies at the club and everybody count on me to supply them with bluegill and crappie.
They're missing out this year.
Well, they don't have to shovel their walks, but I mean, it's brutal. It's forced us to travel. Well, we had to travel anyway. You know, Steph and I, we're big supporters of the USA Ice Team. Steph has even gone in so deep as to become the director
for the ice team.
Which means he does the paperwork.
Yeah.
For the USA Ice Team. And I'm the chief technical support lackey. You know, I make everybody's phones work, the scale work, and all that kind of stuff. Well, we've taken a couple of adventures the last couple of weekends since we talked to you last. Our good friend Brett Erickson down in Illinois invited us down to the Canton area.
Yeah, which is just west of Peoria.
Google that shit, boys.
Yeah.
It was negative 14.
He was cold. And then at home, it was like 17 or something. It was like, gotta be kidding me.
The world is flipped.
Yeah. Well, that jet stream was pushing all the cold air down through,
that Mexican central. Whale yeah. farts causing El Nino.
Told you to quit feeding them.
I'm just telling you, it's the Mexican whales causing all this trouble. So anyway, we went on down and Brett had us set up beautiful cabins to stay at. He had these ponds that were former coal strip mines that these guys have turned into farm ponds for fish. They're feeding them.
Well, some of them are rearing ponds, and some of them are just, they're just stocked private ponds, really, for their enjoyment and fishing for that. There was a giant goose lodge we were at.
But, I mean, we were down on some serious ice in southern Illinois on some pretty big fish, and it was a good practice because the guys, you know, when the team goes to Mongolia, the rumor has it there may be some big bream and maybe some other big fish. So getting a little practice on some big fish isn't a bad thing.
Nope.
For a few of the guys, it was the first time getting back on their knees, you know, working the palm rods. And, you know, Steph and I are down there doing our coaching bit. And I was doing a lot of video, and I had the drone out till the cold killed my phone.
Until you got home.
Then I got the Nikon out, and I was shooting some pictures and stuff. And you guys will see those pop around social media and such. But, oh, my God, to be 30 degrees different from Michigan to southern Illinois in the wrong direction was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And we got down there, and we're creaking. I mean, we had our Cthulhas on, squeaking on the ice the whole bit. It was crazy. And the
Byron was driving around on his quad with no problems.
Oh, yeah. The both of us were on his quad. It was crazy. I mean, I don't know, the world's going to hell. And when you can ice fish in southern Illinois, but you can't in central and west Michigan.
It's crazy.
I don't know. I hate to be one of those guys that, you know, incite all those theories and stuff, but that was nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a grand time down there. Brett Erickson down there, he's got himself a little farm, and he's got a bunch of buddies and stuff. His buddies took us out on their ponds and stuff, and we fished. We had a great time fishing, catching stuff. Got a little training in, and we were trying to do our – we decided that we need to do this new thing called catch, weigh, and release.
Yeah.
So we're trying to figure this out so that we can bring the world championships to Michigan, because we have a limit, 25 fish, right? But if we catch them, put them in a bucket, keep them alive, weigh them, and then put them down in another hole, it's all good in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Not so good in other states, but yeah, it's legal in Michigan.
Yeah.
So we've been working on testing this theory. Well, when we've determined that when it's -7 and a light breeze, the basket you try and drain all the fish in just ices up.
Insta-freeze.
And you get a little heavier way. So I looked at Uncle Myron and I says, so Captain, we're going to need shelters with a little heat. He says, I think you're right.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully and, we got a sponsor for that, Mr. Clam.
The Clam boys ought to be able to take care of us.
Oh, yeah.
We're working through the things on this stuff, and we're trying to keep it as competitive as possible. We want to be accurate on the scales and everything and not weighing ice and stuff. But that temperature was a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Then we were off, and then we got invited over to another farm pond. Our good friend, our new friend, Brad, owns a fair number of properties down there, and they're good properties. I mean, Brad's got deer on the wall that I don't think many Michiganders could beat. You know, down southern Illinois, big farm crop area and stuff, and he's got big tracts of land and stuff. And he had these 20 pointers on the wall, and they invited us over for a fish fry. They weren't sure they had enough fish, so of course Steph dug in the freezer and brought more fish.
Brought more. Turned out good. Yeah, and his property there borders like 5,000 acre of a non-hunting area where it's like a preserve. So he's got it made, because if deer are safe there, and then he's got his farmland. Well, and nobody hunts him on that whole side of him. Yeah. It's awesome.
His little farm was 640 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a couple of these things, and he took us around and stuff. And then Sunday morning, we got to go off and fish on another one of his ponds, and he wanted us to kill some fish. He's like, you guys got to come help us haul some fish out of here. Our good buddies, Nate Winters and Nick Schertz, those two guys sat down and went on a bass melee.
Mm-hmm. They wanted all the bass out of there that we could get.
Understand. Illinois is one of those states where they don't have a limit. Take them all. Get them out. So this guy, for his bass management plan, wanted all those medium-sized bass, you know, anywhere from 8 to 20 inches. Get him out of there. He wants some trophies. Wants
trophies to grow.
These guys were taking buckets of fish out. But you got a bucket. What did you have, 40-some fish in that one bucket?
Yeah, I had about 40 fish in mine. I had 16 bass, 16 bluegill, and 7 crappie. So,
and that filled a 5-gallon bucket.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was full. And then Brett had 2 5-gallon buckets full. Nick had a 7-gallon bucket full. And then they stayed and fished after we left at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Brett and them stayed there and fished and filled 2 more 5-gallon buckets. So Brett had, I don't know, 20 Brett gallons of fish to clean. You know,
so hopefully he's having some friends over to have another fish fry. But these guys had a fish fry out at the man cave. Wonderful time. We had fries and onion rings, the whole bit.
Yeah, we cooked halibut. Brett brought some halibut over and some burbot, or like lingcod.
Lingcod.
And then I had some packages of bluegill and crappie fillets, and man, we feasted like kings. And what were there? There's probably 12 of us there anyway.
Oh yeah, and we had some guests in from Florida. Mm-hmm. That these guys had never ice fished before. These guys, they were funny. All right, I can tell you, ice guys, this, that they were funny. Especially they were celebrating catching anything.
Anything, yeah.
Yeah, and then these guys are used to bone fishing and tarpon and all that, whatever, in Florida. And they were on the ice, and they were freaking out, walking out on it. It was fun.
They did not like those negative temps coming from Florida, but they hung in there. They stuck in there. They didn't tap out.
Oh, and every time they caught a fish, they had to have a picture and all this guys. And we were all looking at them going, yeah. All right, cool.
And then we got him trying the palm rods.
Oh, when Nate put him on the palm rods.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Now, our boy Nate Winters, if you check him out on Facebook, Nate Winters went to town over a hole, and he was pulling these bass on, I don't know what he was using, 169 or something like that. He was using light line.
Mm-hmm.
And pounding the hell out of them. And him and Schertz just went to town on those bass. Now, I went over by the dock where I was finding these 2-pound bluegills and, you know, like 3-pound crappies. And I'm like going, I'll take my time and just pull these big old fish. This was great.
You're probably thankful to have 3-pound test on that rod.
Oh, my God.
And that's what
I didn't bring any of my own equipment except, you know, clothes.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be the camera guy.
And Brett
then
said,
we go off fishing. I'm borrowing a flasher off Myron and a rod off you. And oh,
that's why I brought the heavy stuff that I usually use for like walleyes and stuff, you know. I mean, like 3 pound test, you know, but it's
we were big gaming.
Oh, yeah,
big gaming. And that fun. was 2 weekends ago. And then this past weekend, we went off and our buddy Nate Winters scheduled us all up in Wisconsin. What were we? Wapaka,
yep. That's Nate's stomping grounds, and he lives Google up there. And
yet. It's slightly northwest of Oshkosh.
Yeah.
But we got out there and he had some friends at some ponds and stuff and a couple of lakes that we went to and stuff. We really worked it up. And if you guys are in Wapaka, I'm going to recommend a restaurant called Woods. But be careful, put your glasses on and read the menu carefully because their scramble is 4 eggs plus.
Mm-hmm.
I ordered mine. Mine comes and they're all laughing at me. Yeah, hey, you didn't read the menu. It's all that big and everything. The rest of them got theirs and they were trying to choke it down too. It's a lot of food, brothers.
Yeah, you won't go away hungry. You order one of those, you can split it for 3 guys and still be full.
And then the really, really, really nice lady that was waiting on us comes over and brings us this giant sweet roll that's bigger than a dinner plate.
One for each end of the table.
Oh, she's, well, you boys need this. Yeah, I think she thought the ice was thicker.
Yeah.
She was trying to bulk us up.
Chad's wife was happy to get those.
Yeah.
She needed something to. We had plenty of leftovers. My goodness, it was delicious. And then we had that first weight heat on that private pond, and we got to try our system out, and that went really well.
Yeah, well, we didn't have the freeze-ups because we were a little bit above freezing. You know, we had a little water on the ice. We learned some things about our weigh-in system. We're going to need a water source, a little pump in a hole and kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, we were able to do that, and we're going to do our buddy Mike McNatt was there, and he shot a little video. So we're big goal here, guys, is that we're trying to bring this to Michigan, the World Championships. We want to do this weigh and release program. And, guys, I'm probably going to call on a bunch of you guys to volunteer wherever we end up. That we're going to need some bodies that are going to help us with the weigh-ins, the stuff, and then taking the fish over and releasing them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Chad has volunteered his dad, his dad's buddies, but we're not sure whether they'll actually release them or just put them in the back of the pickup truck.
They are from Michigan, so.
Yeah, these guys are Howard Billies. They're up from up north. But we want to bring this to Michigan because we think that you guys want to come out and see what the world can catch on our lakes. I mean, we're looking up around Steph's house, you know, Lakeview, Howard City, you know, Pearson, up in that area. And just, you know, show the world hospitality of all these other guys coming over and fishing with us and catching fish and seeing how competitive we are and seeing how welcoming we are.
Mm-hmm.
But
let them catch as many as they want, because we can, if we can do the catch and release, which we can here in Michigan, they're going to enjoy that. Because that's the same representative as what they do overseas, because they just catch and weigh everything.
Yeah.
And they're 100% kill over there. So
our idea is every time you get 20 some in the bucket, we're going to weigh it.
Yep. Switch it out. Give them a fresh bucket of water. swap it.
And as soon as it moves hands from them to one of our judges, the judge now has possession. Goes over, gets weighed, and we're going to flush her down a hole.
Yeah.
And get him back in weight. Away from the zone, post the weight. And, so you know,
it's going to be real unique because everybody is going to have knowledge of, well, so-and-so just weighed this much on a bucket, and so-and-so just got this. So they'll have an idea of how far they're behind.
You know, well, that's a big debate yet.
Well, yeah, true.
Whether we're going to show live stats or if we're going to do an unveiling later.
Mm-hmm. I like it either way. So I'm game for whatever way works.
I mean, it helped to make it dramatic.
Yes.
Well, you know, guys, we had some great adventures. Oh, and big thanks out to Nick and his mom. Nate and his mom for hooking us up on a great steakhouse the other night.
Yeah, that was good.
We had a wonderful dinner. They were, Nate Winters was a great host up there in Wisconsin. And just looking ahead, guys, we are hoping that the weather holds for us, that we can get a little bit of cold in and hold our Michigan tryouts. So if you go to usaice.org, you'll see a section on the tryouts where you can sign up if you're interested. And if you think you got what it takes to come fish with the big leaguers, sign up and come on in. Check us out. We're going to try and hold something around Lakeview, Michigan. We're not exactly sure whether it'll be right there on the lake in town or if we're going to be somewhere around the area. You guys have seen the ice, and you know we've got to go where the ice is. So we might have to go a little bit away from there to make it work. But I mean, we got Steph. He's checking lakes like every other day.
Be driving nice around. Got us a cold snap to.
We gotta get
down again. We haven't lost ice completely, so we get nice cold. She's gonna lock up nice for us. So keep our fingers crossed.
We're hoping that in 2025 we get to host it here in Michigan.
As I'm sitting here on my laptop, and it comes up, well, there could be a record high tomorrow for January 31st in Michigan. I'm like, you're not helping me, guys.
Yeah, I'm in shorts and t-shirt and no shoes.
It's like, the heck?
Walking down the driveway and nothing. Yeah. But anyway, guys, we're all hoping for ice. And
We're in the same boat with you.
Stay tuned. And we may be coming up with some big news. We're working on some big news from Norfin. Our buddy Maris is talking to us. We might have some deals for you boys. So, anyway, guys, the adventure is always awesome, and I hope that you guys are finding some safe ice somewhere. And if you do, please let us know. You catch me at Chaz at MIIceGuys.com, or you catch Steph out there on Facebook. Yeah. Let us know. We'll jump in the trucks. We'll come over, come fishing.
If not, we'll try some chicken wings and have a beer with you.
Yeah, you got a good bar with a restaurant. We're all good.
Oh, yeah.
As long as they either got an IPA or PBR, we're all good.
We're good.
So, guys, especially this year, stay safe out there.
Yes.
And we will talk to you guys soon.
Hey,
Guys, be sure to check out miiceguys.com. Not only do we have our past episodes available for download, but we also have some recipes, our ice map, and some great product reviews, as well as some tips and tricks that you might be interested in. You can also follow us on Facebook, but remember, the source is miiceguys.com.